Republican Representative Ken Sumption says he backed House Bill 216 to rein in so-called good landlord programs, which Utah cities have begun implementing to regulate property owners who rent out fewer than four residential units. But instead,
the second substitute here has really gone to a compromise so that some of the citizens who are very concerned and who brought this forward, instead of maybe getting 10 things that they would have liked, get two or three.
Landlord-tenant initiatives, often referred to as good landlord programs, require small-scale renters to apply and pay a fee for a business license in what supporters say is an effort to compensate for additional property damage or crime that comes with rental properties. A city will typically reduce the fee if the property owner completes a course on good landlord policies. Craig Cook created the Utah Mom and Pop Landlord Association to defend those small-scale apartment owners against such fees and a number of other regulations they're now subject to under the programs.
These places would normally be untouched by the city unless the neighbors call or the tenants call or somebody, the health inspector calls, but this is just inviting problems.
Cook says the only thing the bill did to help mom and pop owners is reduce the fees. Salt Lake City's program currently requires landlords to pay $342 per unit if they didn't sign up for the program or got kicked out of it. That fee would be reduced to $72 under the bill. For those who do participate in the program, it's only $20 per unit. Gloria Froer, representing the Utah Apartment Association, supports the new bill. She says the training that comes with good landlord programs is invaluable.
To not only protect the tenants, the owners know more how to take care of their tenants, how to take care of their properties in respect for the tenants, and it also trains these owners to be responsible owners, and it keeps them out of trouble.
Froer says such training could prevent property owners from lawsuits. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.